This is 92.1 WGHN. I'm Jesse Bruce, and I'm being joined by my old friend Ken Formsma, a.k.a. Formsy. And whenever I talk to Ken, it's usually pertaining to our friend right outside the window here, the Grand Haven Boardwalk, and there's something big going on with the Grand Haven Boardwalk very, very soon. Formsy, tell the people what's going on.
August 17, Saturday morning at Escanaba Park. 10:30, we call it the Gathering. We have the West Michigan Banjo Group there to have a little festive sound when you walk. But the actual program, a very brief program, will begin at 11 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And what we're doing in that program is bringing back Dave Foster, who was actually the guy at the core that made it happen, along with Tom Bryan, who was at the time his intern. And he'll be there. And Larry Deachin's flying in from Fort Lauderdale, former city manager, who he and Marge Boone had gone to Washington, D.C., and visited with Carl Levin. And in that meeting, Tip O'Neill, Ted Kennedy, Paul Tsongas, and Mark Siljander happened to be there. And 2 months later, Mayor Marge Boone and manager Larry Deachin were notified that there's $3.5 million through the Ronald Reagan Jobs Bill for the Grand Haven Boardwalk, something that had been talked about and discussed, and nothing really happened until those two went there and we got the big boost from the federal government. Mm-hmm. So we're celebrating 40 years. When the boardwalk was built, the only thing on the channel was the musical fountain. Mm-hmm. And so doing my research, getting ready for this 40th anniversary, there were some quotes that showed, well, Bill Creason was going to run for mayor. They said, why would we want him to be mayor? All he did was leave a white elephant on Dewey Hill. Mm. Thank goodness they didn't put a name with that, because that person would not look probably as astute as they hoped to be. So that is like the start of what would be using the waterfront to the advantage of the people. One of the very first things Bill Creason did was in 1967, he had 10 waterfront goals. But number five was, how do we move people from the lighthouses to the underutilized Harbor Island, mm-hmm. basically in front of your station? And that was 1967. Until the boardwalk ribbon was cut in 1984, there wasn't much going on here. So he waited literally 17 years, you know, to answer the call of how are we going to move people. The only thing that really happened was that Paul Johnson and the Laudit Foundation, over 7 years, purchased all the waterfront property from what is now our city marina down to Snug Harbor, $838,000. They did the steel revetment on the walls, and then they gifted Bicentennial Park to the city in 1976. And the reason that it's called Bicentennial Park is that that was the 200th year anniversary of our nation. And still, from 1976 until we snipped the ribbon in 1984 with the boardwalk, nothing really, really happened. But after that boardwalk was set in place and people began to pay attention to the waterfront, things like the Brass River and the marina and the waterfront stadium and different things were developed down here. So it really was, you know, a stimulus. Mm-hmm. And Larry Deachin will say in his comments, I know he's going to say, all I did was bring in some energy. All I did was dust off the old plans. Mm-hmm. And it just happened to be something that our town was ready for. AP Parts and Cooper Industry had left, left the state. And really, our town was in kind of the tank in 1982. And this was sort of a way that we could get everybody's attitude straightened around a little bit. And we had lots and lots of people who have supported it. And in fact, today we say there are 7,500 owners of the boardwalk, whether it's a brick, whether it's a bench, whether it's a boulder, whether it's cash. It's, we just have that many people who have supported it. So as we're doing the repairs right now and anticipate having a complete upgrade by the middle of September, the community steps up. We mm-hmm. just need to ask. Mm-hmm. And that was probably one of the best comments I had from a guy and his wife walking. They would have always been supporters. And what's going on here now is we're doing some minimal repairs, and they could see the damage of the rotted wood. And he says, well, you just email, or he said, just get over to the community foundation, have them send me an email, and we'll take care of it. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, thank you. And then we just started talking about other stuff. And he said, you know, if you don't ask, how are people going to know what you need? Like, that's the attitude. That's pretty hard to beat. Mm-hmm. So that's our event is to honor everyone who's been part of that. And we have a little ask going on right now for $40 because the repairs that we're doing now are being able to be financed because of the generosity of the people back in 2009. And we're going to do the same thing is to repay back what we're taking out of the money that the Community Foundation has been managing. And then we want to prepay for the future repairs because that boardwalk and the natural elements, it's rough. And we found out underneath the structure is rotted in a lot of places. And it's actually the sand. It's not the rain and the sleet and the snow. It's the sand that doesn't allow the wood to dry out. So like in a forest, a tree is going to get wet and dry, wet and dry. And now we find out that this is wet all the time, mm-hmm. and that sand just seals it all in. Mm-hmm. So we're actually overbuilding what was there before so that it's extra sturdy. And as long as it's torn apart, you know, licensed builders, we had this great and glorious plan where we were going to have volunteers from the city, but that's not volunteer work. That's not. It's an ongoing project, and the city's supportive of this. They were going to pay us whatever over 3 years. I said, well, we're not going to do a third. That'll look awful. So I fundraised to get enough money for the boards that we need, and that was a two-week kind of thing. That's the community, Jesse. Mm. 2 weeks. What do you need? Well, okay, let's go.
So the event is open to the public. They could just go on down. You mm-hmm. say about 10:30. Is formally started 11?
Yes.
Okay, so people get there about 10:30, get your seat, because yep. you have 350 seats, but people can stand. And then these dignitaries who have a big part of the history, who are part of the history yes. of the boardwalk will be down there. And people can just take part and celebrate in the 40-year anniversary of the boardwalk. The question I would ask you here, Formsy, which kind of sums everything up, is what do you think the importance is of the boardwalk in this community?
Well, it's a game changer for the waterfront. And the Corps of Engineers does surveys. And they have 38 harbors that they're responsible for. They shared with us in March of this year that Grand Haven has about a 1.2 million visitors who visit. So that's an asset for the community, for the downtown businesses, for, you know, whatever things tie into that. We're second only to the Navy Pier in Chicago. And that's not bad being second. It also is a place where families or anybody who comes to the community can enjoy the waterfront, and they don't have to get in their back pocket and pay. And that truly was what we were talking about back in 1982, 3 and 4, that we need to just have this accessible, and people will find reasons and ways to use it. You know, sometimes you wonder, I wonder how many relationships were patched up or how many good friends got reacquainted. How many people just enjoyed it because of the serenity and the peacefulness that, you know, that it provides? And to try to put a purpose for the boardwalk for someone is silly. It makes Grand Haven iconic. We get checks, really, from coast to coast. People just say, well, we're coming back. We enjoyed our time. We'll see you next summer. You know, keep the boardwalk in shape. We're going to be back to enjoy it. Kind of a thing where people just understand. Mm-hmm. That the city cannot continually repair things up to the level that we would like to see. And so we say that the best foundation for a wooden boardwalk is when the city and the federal government and the foundations and the community and our friends can contribute. That's the best foundation for a boardwalk. 7,500 owners, and they use it in a way that, you know, nobody does it the same. There's a 6 a.m. group. You know, I'm down there in the summertime. I would pick up plastic spoons and forks and just kind of be there. Mm-hmm. And we're not doing that anymore. People are taking care of their boardwalk, and the city has a wonderful crew this summer, which helps a lot. We say, well, there's no other place in the world where you can walk along the Grand River and live or end up in Lake Michigan. And so we have those little things to build on. It's a destination for a lot of people.
Formsy, if people want to learn more about whatever's going on with the boardwalk, or if they ever want to donate money, or if they ever just want to just mm-hmm. be aware of this great resource we have out here besides just walking on it. Is there someplace they can go to get that information? Can they come to your home and talk to you? What can they do?
Yeah, they certainly can. Yeah. There is a display in City Hall, 519 Washington, right in the front. The little brochures are there. There's the QR code. The other thing is the city has websites that show it. And I know that being 75 years young, that's not my favorite go-to, but it's there, and a lot of people find out a lot of information. People start talking about it, but not so much until the last week. You know, prior to this, because I tried to stay in the back burner a little bit with the Momentum Center and with the YMCA and some of the other fundraisers that I really think are important in town. And a man said to me, well, wait a minute, you got to get going here. We think the boardwalk's important. And when you go into the grocery store, do you buy everything off the shelf? I said, well, of course not. He said, well, he said, the people who like the boardwalk, get going. Mm-hmm. And we did. And it's like, boom, we're about halfway to our $50,000 goal. And the goal is to replenish what we took out once again, and to also prepay future repairs. It's like an old fashioned idea, savings account, where we don't have to say, oh, we're in deep trouble. No, we'll just go to the, and we let the community foundation manage that. And they do a good job taking care of us. So we'll continue to use the foundation. And actually, all the checks go through them. They will send people their tax receipts. They will acknowledge the receipt of the gift. Nobody else touches the money. That's rule number one when I fundraise. And it works. Let it go to the people who can help us make it an easy transition.
Folks, he's Ken Formsman. We're talking about the 40th anniversary of the Grand Haven Boardwalk right outside of our door here at One South Harbor, going all the way down to the lighthouse. The event will be at Escanaba Park, the, I guess you'd call it the rededication or the celebration, on the 17th of this month. Get down there about 10:30, and then it'll start about 11, and it's going to be a very, very special day here in our community.